Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News with breaking news at this hour. Santa is 3 hours into his flight, and we can confirm now that he has stopped on the tiny South Pacific island of Rapa. Joining us from there, on the ground, is our Eye in the Sky reporter, who is on the ground, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what is this little island like, and how long do you think Santa will be there?
Not long, I hope, Frank. This place is tiny, small, and only has grass for the reindeer to eat.
What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing, Frank, if you're a reindeer and you like grass, but what am I supposed to eat?
Didn't you pack your lunch pail, Crash?
Yeah, but my Twinkies ran out somewhere over Guam, Frank.
Well, good luck with that, Crash, and hopefully this is just a brief stopover for Santa. Let's go now to Elf Victoria Wassel at Flight Command for an update on bedtime advisories.
Frank, we have received our first advisories for Australia in the past few minutes, specifically for the cities of Canberra, Hobart, Sydney, and Melbourne. We also have advisories for New Caledonia, all over Micronesia, and the Solomon Islands. A full list is available via the website northpoleflightcommand.com.
Thank you, Mrs. Wassel, for that update. With bedtime advisories now in place over most of Sector 1, and with Santa camped out on the South Pacific island of Rapa with no Twinkies, I think it's safe to say we are on the cusp of Santa's first deliveries of Christmas 2022 from the North Pole. I'm Mel Frank Murr, and I'm getting excited, and I'm reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.